Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Bastantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for the Yogi Show. And here's your host, the teenage girl herself, Yogi Bastantino.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for the sound effects early up on the show. You don't waste any time. You're just like, boring time. All right. Well, that sounded really weird. Okay. Anyway, let's proceed. First off, I want to mention that I remembered to unmute myself. That deserved an applause. No? Nothing? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. My producer's celebrating for me. Yes, exactly. So, hey, everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. I'm so glad you guys are here. Hello, world. Hello. So we have a really awesome show today. We have an extended interview special tonight with the very talented actor Chance Harlem Jr. I will also have a fun contest with a great prize to tell you about. So definitely an awesome show tonight. But before we get started, just remember we're here every Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and you can listen by phone, online at our website, josieshow.com, or our Facebook page at facebook.com/josieshow, and click on the Listen Live link, LLL, Listen Live link. Ooh, say that 10 times fast. Ooh! Anyway, I'm a little hyper. I just had 7-Up. Okay. So if you miss this one Friday night, remember all of our episodes are archived right here on our website, so you can check it out any day, anytime, Josie, all the way. Yay. I had to rhyme. Thank you. I'm here all week. Okay. Not really. All right. We're also on iTunes, Zoom, and many other podcast sites, and I'm so glad it's Friday night, and so glad you guys are starting out your weekend with us. Thank you so much for joining us. Yes. I am very excited for today. We have an awesome, awesome show. But also, I have an announcement. Announcement time. Everyone join in a circle and hold hands. Okay. So our former guest and friend today. Yep. Okay, you have every single sound effect that ever I need. Okay. That didn't make any sense. But okay, yes. So yeah, our former guest and friend, Shadow Play, will be coming to Illinois. Got that right. On August 10th, and they will be performing at the Guest House, which is at 15 North Grove Avenue in Elgin. So if you live in the area, make sure you come and check them out and stop by and say hello. And if you see me out there, please come up to me and say hi, and I want to take a picture. And stop. Cool. Awesome. Why dogs? I'm a little confused. Why? I don't know. Alan. And a very special thanks to some of our great Facebook groups who have helped me fill up my guest books. John at Talent Hookup and Don at Keeping It Country, John from Country Music World, Andrew from Supporting Great Talents, Talented Kids and Teens, and Talented Kids Depot, and Danny from Songwriters Unite. So yes, it's awesome sauce. Oh yeah. So what else do I want to comment on? Oh, yes. Remember, everyone, my single Teenage Girl is now for purchase. And you can go on josiepastantino.com or josieshow.com to buy it. It's 99 cents on josieshow.com, I'm pretty sure. So you can download it. And it's awesome, if I do say so myself. And I hope you really like it. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. What are you doing? This is not my song. Okay. Anywho. Really, we do. Put them on. Come on, there. Let's see. Hold on. Becky difficulties. Do we have them? Hello, caller?
Hello.
Hello.
What happened?
Hello.
What happened? What happened to the producer?
She's eating ice cream right now, so you know.
So what? Well, I just walked. Well, I just walked right into the show.
Yeah, you do.
You. There's two things you need to do, young lady.
Yes.
One is take the guy with the sound effects out back and shooting. And then take your producer out and have him bury him, then shoot her too.
Okay. Wow. That's Michael McCormick, everyone.
I know you have a gun. You have a Derringer, correct?
But I am so excited that you got to call in because I was looking forward to it because I wasn't able to catch you on Skype because I had to go to the library unexpectedly, by the way. Thank you. she giggles in the background. But I'm so glad you called in. How are you?
I'm fine. I called in for a couple of reasons. One is to talk a little bit about your anniversary with us here at the Southern Star Network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I forgot what the other reason was I called.
You better not forget the second reason because that's the most awesomest one. No.
Yeah. We're talking about we're going to be premiering your new single.
Yeah. Woo.
Teenage Girl on the Southern Star Network. Sunday night, 7 o'clock.
I'm so excited. I have to thank you for letting me play it first and foremost on the show. I am very, very excited for everyone on Jesse's Heart Country to hear it, and you can check it out on thesouthernstar.org. Woo-hoo!
One of the things I was going to ask on the pre-call, which I didn't get, was how many minutes do I have?
You have plenty of time, actually. Our guest hasn't arrived yet, so we're good.
Well, you know, all your listeners out there may find this a little interesting. We're getting ready to do something a little weird, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What we're doing is I came up with this idea of, gee, you know, we were going to tape a session about those two things, and like you said, you had to go to the library, and I'm a strong believer in fate and karma and blah, 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 and I said, you know, why don't I call her on her show on BTR, and let's just do it there. So I guess what we're doing is doing a bit for another show on another show.
On another show. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
And if somebody else should happen to pick it up and do it also, they would be doing a bit that was done on another show, on their show.
And it's sort of a lineup of different shows.
Now that we've lost all your audience.
Yes.
Hey, let me talk about your song. You know, I called you the night of the premiere of your song on BTR, and it's a hot song. I love that song.
Thank you. Wow.
And I'm going to tell everybody right now because you both deserve it, you and Mama. Folks, you know, I've known this child for a little over a year now, and I'd never heard her sing.
True.
So, I was going, well, I guess she can sing. She can do everything else right. So, you know, but I waited. And then when I listened to it, you know, I had this terrible monkey taken off my back. Thank you.
And you're welcome.
Okay. You know, I don't know what you know about this, but and I don't. A lot of people out there probably don't know that I started on Blog Talk Radio about 3 years ago, and decided I had my website at that time, that little bitty site, and decided go ahead and I wanted the music to sound a little bit better. So I decided to go ahead and do take my show to my website, which I did. Mm-hmm. And doing mostly country at that time. Now, this went on for about a year. And I was getting kind of tired of doing just country music. Being an old hippie, there's a lot of stuff, Creedence Clearwater Revival, the Beatles, Elvis Presley, and so forth and so on, that I wanted to play with. So called a good friend of mine, Mr. Michael Stover, and said, hey, I'm looking to bring a jock onto the show.
Nice.
Yeah, really. And he said, well, what did you have in mind? I said, I'd really like to get a teenager that likes country music. Because I'm 65, that would be a nice mix. And so he turned me on to this Josie Passantino, a country-loving, country music-loving young lady in Chicago.
Got that right.
And so came up with that phrase, there are cowgirls in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I caught up with you, little one, and brought you on, and it's been a year, pretty much.
Yeah. Great year, too. And I think the show really, since, you know, from when I'm on and now, I think the show really progressed, you know what I mean? I think it, you know, in the beginning I was a little kind of new to it. I was, you know, a little nervous and, you know, the bumps were a little so-and-so. But I think it's getting a lot better, if I do say so myself.
Absolutely, it's getting a lot better, and for all kinds of reasons. Probably one of the most important, you know, how to take direction. And you're so self-creative that it kind of takes care of itself. You know, on the Internet, everything is different. It's kind of like the Wild West. And shows that maintain a continuity over and over, where, you know, where you can turn on a radio show and you pretty much know exactly what they're going to say and exactly how they're going to talk and exactly what they're going to play, that we don't do that on the Internet. We have, you know, a wide open prairie, so to speak, to do whatever we want to do to make our show special. And you have, at your age, amazingly enough, have come to master that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's actually a lot of fun. Before I was really nervous, but now I'm getting used to it, thankfully.
that last one was a good one, man.
Thank you. Oh, I know. I had so much fun with it.
But, you know, I just wanted to come on and talk to you about it and tell you that story. Which, because we're both so busy, we really, you know, we do a pre-call with your artists that come on the star. And, you know, folks, that's about the only time I get to talk to this child.
Between schoolwork and my two shows and the single, I have been crazy busy, but I absolutely enjoy working with you and doing everything that I'm doing. And I am so, so glad that you got to call in and chat with me. And also, big kudos to Michael Stover for hooking us up. Because I don't know if I would have gotten this gig without him.
Well, that's great. My love to everybody. And, of course, we were just kidding about shooting everybody on your show, you know.
He's got a good sense of humor, people, so.
Yeah, you don't need to shoot them. I mean, that's what hand grenades are for.
That's hilarious.
All right, well, I'm going to hang around and listen to your show. I love you. Have a great show tonight. And I'll talk to you on the next pre-call, I guess.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon. Bye, Michael.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. That was Mr. Southern Star himself, Matthew McCormick. Woo! He's a hoop. Mm-hmm. He is hilariousness. And, oh, there's some more people in the chat room. Hello. So glad you guys all came. And now I want to mention some details here. There's so much that I need to talk about, because there's so many crazy things that are going on. But as we mentioned, as Michael mentioned, that this week on Josie's Hard Country on the Southern Star Network, I have some surprise guests calling in to say hello, because we are celebrating my one-year anniversary with the Southern Star Network and having my debut single release party for my song, Teenage Girl, all in one night. It's so funny how it fell all into place. I find that kind of funny. It just all fell on that one day. So it's very convenient. So make sure you tune in on Sunday, May 20th, for that show at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. And I will not only have surprise callers, but I will also have some chart top and country music, a special new surprise. I had to do two specials because it's just that special. And a fun contest I'm going to tell you about in a minute that has an amazing prize you can enter to win. And, of course, we will play my new song on Josie's Hard Country for the very first time on the Southern Star Network. So you can tune into that show at www.thesouthernstar.org and then click on the Josie's Hard Country tab at the top and enjoy. Get your age-appropriate beverage on and some popcorn, and you are going to be having a party to my show. All right, now, oh, goodness, there's so much that I really want to mention over here, but, like, I'm totally, like, my brain is crazy right now. But I want to tell you guys something about what we have here at the Josie Show, and we make it easy. All you have to do is just call our 24-hour contact line. Us. What was that? Call us and leave a message or record something great that we could play on the air. That number to call us is 224-208-8315, and you can leave a message. Also, join our forums, and also please sign up for our new newsletter. We have so many fun things in the forums, so you can check that out. You can chat with us, write some stuff, write jokes, make me laugh. I don't know. Talk about anything that your hearts desire, and our newsletter will keep you up to date on everything me and everything the site and the website and all that cool stuff. And also, I cannot forget our store on our site. We have many new items that were added to our store thanks to Ellen Firestone. So check that out and scroll all the way to the bottom of the store page, and you'll find some fun jewelry with my face on it. It's a party. And also my CD and hard copy for the debut single, Teenage Girl, and download are available here on josieshow.com, Josie, J-O-S-I-E, show.com, and my music site, josiepassantino.com, Josie, J-O-S-I-E, P-A-S-S-A-N-T-I-N-O, Pass Ant. I know. BadThingsThatWeDidn'tDo.com. There will also be fun packages available. And also, remember, you can get archive shows on our website, YouTunes, iTunes, and Zune, and any other podcast you can find us. Oh, yeah. And also check out our Facebook and Twitter pages under our show name, Josie Show. All you have to do is go on Twitter.com/Josie Show and Facebook.com/Josie Show. The Josie Show, or it's Facebook.com/Josie Show. I don't know. My brain is crazy. But I'll post it, so it's all good. And if you would like to advertise on radio for an incredible price, we are going to be offering an unbelievable advertising deal. So email our producer at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com for all of the details. Oh, yeah. So I am actually posting on Facebook, Twitter, all that wonderful other social networking sites that have been so great to me, that our show is alive and people are already entering the chat room. Thank you very much. So I'm going to bring my producer on here really quick. So producer, you like my accent? I've been practicing different accents. It's true. You never know where I'm going to need them.
It's very nice. Very, very nice, I have to say.
You never know when you're going to need some accent, you know, so yes. I'm practicing them all.
Yes. So I have got major computer freeze tonight, so. Yeah, so this is turning out to be interesting. So.
It's true.
So pardon the craziness tonight, but that's just kind of how it rolls sometimes. So.
Yes.
Yes. Our guest is in a different time zone, so hopefully, I think we see him on the switchboard even.
Is that Michael? Wait, so, it's 323? I don't know.
No.
Okay, just making sure.
So let me go ahead and see if that's our friend. I don't know if we're going to have to get him right on here or if we're going to be able to try and catch him. Give me just a second.
Sure.
You go ahead and talk amongst yourselves while I think.
I will talk amongst myself. I am very good at talking to myself, so this will be very, very easy. But yes, so today I got to tell you guys something. So today I was at the library. This is how my day went. Okay. So I woke up, got ready. I had to go to the library. Yes. Oh, do we have to click it? Wait, what are you doing?
Keep your story going.
Okay. Keep my story going. Okay. So then I went to I went to the library. Then I went on Netflix, to watch the movies, because Netflix I'm, like, so addicted to. And then I was answering some fan questions and fan mail on Facebook and Twitter. And then I played with my guinea pig. Oh, my goodness. My guinea pig is getting so big. I'm not even kidding. She's so cute. I have to take, like, new pictures because I posted pictures on Facebook, but she got way bigger since then. So she's adorable. She is so adorable. And so last night it was kind of funny because I keep my guinea pig in my bedroom, and I like to – my dog likes to sleep in my bed with me. And so every single time – this probably wasn't a good idea, but every single time that my guinea pig would make a noise, my dog would, like, bark and all this other stuff. And I'm trying to keep him quiet so he doesn't wake up my parents. And it was insane. It was actually kind of funny. My poor guinea pig was in, like, the corner of his thing, like, shaking. It was kind of sad. But I moved her cage now so she won't be frightened by him anymore. So that's really good. So is our guest here?
Yes, he is.
Sweetness. Okay, everyone, please welcome my next guest, Chance Harlem Jr., to the show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. I'm great.
Good. I am so excited to get the chance to talk with you. I think you are super talented, and I can't wait to promote you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I want to say congrats to you and your single. You're talented as well. I listened to the single the other day.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really good. So I'm excited to talk to you.
Thank you so much. And this is going to be fun. I have some fun questions for you and some serious questions. So are you ready?
I hope so.
Okay, good. But let's get to know you a little bit better for the fans out there. So what age did you start acting, and when did you really realize that this was what you wanted to do permanently, that this was your calling?
I got interested in acting, I think I was about 12 or 13. Basically, you know, I saw Denzel Washington in two different movies. It was The Preacher's mm-hmm. Wife and Glory, and I didn't know it was the same person. So basically, I thought it was two different people playing a role. Mm-hmm. And then when I figured out it was the same person, I was like, hey, I want to do that. That was awesome. I want to do that. And then I actually started pursuing it. I looked into it in my teens, and I finally got the courage. My mom pushed me to really go out and just do it. My mom was always a big supporter of that. So at around 17, after I graduated high school, I really decided to, you know, at least try it. And once I tried it, though, it was over. Like, from day one when I tried it, I was like, this is for me. This is what I want to do. So from 17 till now, I've been doing it.
Very, very cool. And as you mentioned, you're one of your role models, of course, is Denzel Washington. But so who else would you say do you really look up to and just really admire in the movie business?
Oh, man, so many. Depp, Heath Ledger. Robert mm-hmm. Downey Jr., Will Smith, you know, from the same area. I'm from West Philly. I went mm-hmm. to the same high school as well. So Will Smith,
cool.
Angela Bassett, Lawrence Fishburne. I mean, there's so many great actors that you can, that I watch and you can learn from. So there's probably many more. I could probably sit here for about two more days and just name people, but those are the type of people I look up to. So, Samuel Jackson, it goes
absolutely.
On and on.
Absolutely. And so Here's a really good question that we actually took from a fan here. But was anyone in your family in the entertainment business, or is this just are you the first one that really got into this, the acting bug?
Now, acting-wise, no, I have like relatives, you know, like second or cousins and everything that are out there in the business, but immediate family-wise, I believe I'm the only one that jumped in like this. So,
right.
Yeah. So I want to say I'm the first. Let's just say I'm the first.
I love it. I love it. And I am so excited because I want to mention your new show, which is titled Pick and Roll. Can you tell us a little bit about this movie and the role that you play?
Oh, Pick and Roll. Okay, Pick and Roll is it was created by Josh Mitchell, really, really good guy. It's about, in the show, Pick and Roll, it started out as a pilot, and it's about a basketball player named Jerome Jenkins. He was playing at UCLA, and he was like a basketball star. You know, he's on his way to, you know, going to the NBA and everything. But he gets injured, freak accident, gets injured, and it derails his career. He loses his, you know, status as a top prospect. And the show picks up with him trying to bounce back and regain all of that. And I play Reggie Dwyer, who is Jerome Jenkins' best friend, and he was his teammate also at UCLA. So my role is I'm the best friend, but I also took over when Jerome got in, and I became a star in my own right. So I have my own NBA aspirations going on, and it's a really cool show. We are on like episode like 10 or something. So we broke it up into, it's on YouTube right now, and Josh wanted to break it up and give people some content to see, just to get a little buzz about the show. Because originally it was just going to be a pilot, and that's it. So right now it's on YouTube, though, and you can go to youtube.com/pickandroll the series, and the N is just the letter N, and you know, you can check it out there. Hopefully people continue to check it out and support it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I will actually be posting links and all that fun stuff so everyone can get to see you in action and check out all the YouTube videos. So very cool. I love it. I love it. And it sounds like a really, really good story. You know what I mean? It sounds very well written, and I can't wait to check it out.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm supporting it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Because I mean, we've got some good support so far. We've been on ESPN wrote two articles about us. Fox Sports Radio did an interview with Josh. I've done some interviews, just you know, around here supporting it. The rest of the cast. It's a great cast. It's a really good project. It's really now, and what I mean by that is like the content is just so right now. I mean, it's basketball. They describe it as like Entourage meets the NBA. So it's very now. Yeah. It's very like current, and I think people. And again, I think people, once you check it out and you get into it, you really like it and want to follow it. So, you know, hopefully, people keep supporting it.
Definitely, definitely. And this was probably more in like the serious kind of role. But as an actor, what type of roles do you look for and enjoy most? More the dramatic or like the comedy?
You know what? I love drama. I do love drama. I actually love any. I love acting altogether. I love anything that's challenging and has a good story to it. Obviously, I want to be a part of it. Comedy, drama. I mean, I've done a silent film. It was really good. It got really well received. A silent film called Wish. Silent short film, really good. And as long as the content is there, I'm very eager to do it. But drama, I've done mostly drama. I've done a few comedies, and I figured out that comedy is harder than people think. It really is.
Really?
So much harder. Yeah, so much harder than people think. And it's like, so I'm pretty self-conscious right now when I do comedy. I'm getting better. I'm getting better, though. I mean, as an actor, you're supposed to just continue to grow each day and listen and learn. That's what I try to do each day, just listen and learn and continue to grow as an actor so I can give a good performance. But I'm, again, more experienced in drama, but I like comedy. I'm getting better at it, so hopefully you'll see me a few comedies coming up.
Right, right. I love that you like to challenge yourself with different things. You know what I mean? That's very important.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. In any career you choose, you should definitely challenge yourself. That's the only way you can grow. You know, they say without struggle, there's no progress. You know, so you have to just struggle a little bit and learn. That's how you grow. That's what life's about. You know, when you make some mistakes, you learn from them and you grow. So
exactly. Exactly, exactly. And there's so many different things that you were in that I could mention. But I want to mention you were in a short film that has been recognized in many places all over the world titled Asbury Park, and this one had a lot of buzz. Can you tell us about this one?
Oh, yes. Asbury Park is one of the projects I did with a guy named Robert Anderson. I'm sorry. Robert Anderson, the writer, director. Asbury Park was just such an amazing experience. It's a story. I'm trying to explain it without giving away the story, but basically
it's
a story centers around redemption and forgiveness. It's about a guy named Colin. He had a terrible accident happen, and the small town of Asbury Park, New Jersey, is actually a real place. That's what we actually filmed there and everything. And basically, the whole town, you know, the accident he had just shocked and rocked the whole town. So basically, he was gone, like basically shunned away. He was gone for a while, I think, of a year or two, and he came back and he was seeking like, you know, forgiveness and redemption from the town and from his family. His mom supports him, but his brother is like still very angry with him. So Colin comes back trying to repair a lot of relationships and also trying to forgive himself. So it's like, it's almost like a lot of things are just about, you know, forgiving somebody else, being forgiven, and, you know, just it's a really good film, a really strong film. We're actually turning it into a feature. It did really well in the festival, like you said, and it's been all a blessing. And Robert actually got approached about turning it into a feature, so we're working on that as we speak. So hopefully we'll get that out in the next few months.
Wow! Congratulations with the success on that one. That one sounds really interesting. You know what I mean? That one sounds like it would be a really, really good one. So I have to check that one out too. So that's gonna be on my list. Definitely. And also, you've done some commercials and you were in some music videos, which sounds like so much fun. You probably had just a blast. Can you tell us about that? It's probably much different then.
Yeah, and you know what? They were a lot of fun. They were a lot of fun. I did a commercial for the Philadelphia Eagles last year. I was just, you know, it was like a segment. I wasn't the main person. Everybody was basically a lead at this point, because it was just like different segments about people in the community that supported the Eagles. I was like a painter. I was just like painting this Eagles mural on the wall.
Sweet.
And that actually was really quick. That took seriously about like 20 minutes. I don't know why it was so fast. They got in and got out, and it was really cool, though. And I've done some music videos, and music videos are actually longer than I expected back when I did them. They were really long, but it's a lot of fun, just that, you know, they're really long shoots. And I think a lot of people may not even realize that, you know, a music video song is like, what, 3-4 minutes? And, you know, you can shoot a video for 2 days, you know, so.
Cool.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun, man. I've been blessed to be able to say that every project I honestly have loved. I love the time doing it. I love the project. So I haven't run into any projects where I have any horror stories or anything like that. Like, I'm still completely in love with everything I do.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that. And most people don't know exactly, you know, how the, you know, filming process works. I mean, because you could be filming, like, it's a scene that's like 2 minutes, but then like it takes like 8 days to like film it.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? It takes like, it's a lot of like time. Can you tell us like some behind the scenes when you're shooting a movie or commercial or music video? And I mean, what's it really like? Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, see, as an actor, I don't know other actors and actresses out there can probably agree that our job is relatively easy in the way, as an actor, if you prepare, yourself, you know your role inside and out. You have to just go there and then live. Basically, you know, you're watching somebody live on screen. Mm-hmm. So all we got to do is just bring a believable and truthful, honest performance, which is hard to do preparation-wise. When you get there, it's all good. But I think to say that the directors, the writers, the cameramen, the sound guys, I mean, it's a lot going on and a lot they had to do on the spot. I know it's a lot of planning that goes into it from the directors and everything, but it's really hectic usually on the set for everybody else but the actors. For the sets I've been on, like, usually, you know, we get to go sit somewhere and chill until they're ready for us. So,
yeah.
As an actor, you know, it's pretty relaxing. You get time to just chill and get into whatever zone you need to get into. But that's why I really respect, you know, directors and, again, the sound guys, the DPs. I mean, all these people that are there to make sure this project comes out as great as possible. And those people are really important. So I try to talk to them a lot and just try to keep their spirits up because they work, and they work longer than the actors do. Again, now hopefully the actors out there, I'm not bad mouth actors. I'm one of you. I'm just saying that, you know, we get to go home at a certain point. And usually
right.
a lot of directors, they have to stay around, do other things on set and clean up and all that. So I just want to shout them out and say thanks to them. But, yeah, that's what goes on behind the scenes. Really, as an actor, you get to chill and you get to sit back and people bring you food sometimes and, you know, it's just, you get pampered, you get babied. I'm telling you, it's a life,
awesome.
It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle you can get used to very quickly.
Definitely. And when you're, you know, did you ever think of, you know, trying the other side, like doing, you know, being a director or a producer or, you know, the business aspect? Would you ever consider doing something like that?
Oh, man, I would never say never, but...
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I don't have an interest. I mean, I do write. I'm one of those old school artsy people. Anything that's, you know, creative and anything about being creative, I'm really into. So I do write as well. But as far as like directing and producing, I mean, like I'm also a perfectionist. So it's like it'd be too hard for me right now at this stage in my life to do that because I'm so anal about everything. Like I want things done my way. Because that's how I envisioned it. So I believe I would probably be the worst producer or director to deal with. I feel like I'm a nice guy, but I feel like that position would make me such a bad person because I'd want things done my way. And you know, it's a collaborative effort. So I feel like
right
now I don't think I can handle that type of situation. I'm just going to stick to acting, writing.
Absolutely. Well, you take your craft seriously. That's all that matters. You take it seriously.
I do. Yeah, I do.
Exactly.
I do.
Which is very, very important. So you're on the right track. Exactly. See? And so with everything that you've done and accomplished, what work have you done that you are the most proud of? What would you say?
Oh, man, you put me on the spot with that one.
you've done a lot of cool things.
Yeah, no, you know what? I know it sounds so cliche, but I really do love all the projects I've done. Like Pick and Roll, again, that's still ongoing. I still got another scene to shoot that, and I'm looking forward to that. Asbury Park is coming up, the feature version, so I'm looking forward to that. I have another movie called Rise to the Rhythm. It's going to be produced by a friend of mine named Jenna Franco. She has Nocturnal Entertainment, and Rise to the Rhythm is a really, really good movie, a feature film. I'm waiting for that. To come up. So all these projects I have, it's like I can't really pick because I really do love them all, and it was such a blessing to be able to get those jobs. So, man, I mean, you could say anyone, as a Pick and Roll, all of them I love equally. I have to, but I don't want to play favorites when you roll, but I really do.
Exactly.
I really have enjoyed all of them.
Love it. I love it. And for our listeners out there that might be aspiring to be, you know, in the acting business, do you have any audition tips or any tips so they can go in there and be more confident?
Yeah, I would say what helped me was just being prepared. And I know that sounds simple, and someone might say, well, what do you mean be prepared? And I mean, you know, especially if you're doing an audition and you get the audition side, but sometimes they make you cold read. And if you're going to cold read, I say just mentally prepare yourself to be ready for anything. Just anything.
Right.
Be prepared because you don't want to get thrown off in the room by direction and then, you know, you're kind of, I guess, nervous or you know, uneasy at that point. You want to make sure you're prepared mentally for that. But if you have the sides beforehand, they usually, you know, a lot of times they give you the script beforehand to read. Just read it. Read until you are sick of it. Read until you seriously. Read until you can say it backwards. Because at that point, you're so prepared with the material that when you go into the audition, there should be no nerves because you know everything. Usually, an actor, especially young, when I was starting out, you get nervous about an audition because you don't want to forget your lines or you don't want to mess up. And if you know the material, if you're prepared, you won't mess up. So
exactly,
I would say just prepare to the point where you are tired of preparing. Then prepare some more, and then go in.
Prepare even if you get sick of it.
Yeah,
love it.
Exactly.
Good advice.
It does make you sick. Well, if you get really sick, I claim no type of responsibility for whoever gets really sick.
That just means your job. You did your job right. That's all it means.
Really
work.
Right.
See? Exactly.
Well, it works for me. I don't know.
That's hilarious. Love it. And do you have any websites or social networking sites that our listeners can go to so they can keep up with your latest news and check out all your projects and all that cool stuff?
I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to put it out there. I suck at social networking sites right now. I need to get better at it. I don't know because I don't know what it is about me. I don't really post a lot, but I promise people that I will post more. I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/ Chance Harlem Jr. Facebook, same thing, Chance Harlem Jr. I know my agent Theo will be very happy that I'm starting to promote myself more. So I'll definitely try to keep up on that. So people really, you know, Twitter and Facebook is what I'm trying to focus on right now. I have a website in the works. It's just that, alluding to what I said earlier, I'm a perfectionist. So every time I like something on the website, I like the initial design, I go to sleep and wake up the next day and like, no, I want something different now. I want this. So this has been ongoing for like a month or so of me just changing the website design to the point where the guy he was like, look, you just tell me when you are settled. Because I was talking to him like every day changing it. He was like, just tell me when you're done. So I was like, yeah, just give me some time. So website coming soon, though.
Awesome. And we will be the first ones to post it everywhere to promote it. And very, very, very neat. And I have some fun questions for you. Are you ready?
Cool.
They're cool.
I'm prepared. I'm loose. I'm ready.
Okay, good. Perfect. Love it. All right. So do you have any on-camera or behind-the-scenes embarrassing moments that you could share with us? Anything crazy that happened? Love that question.
On-screen or behind-the-scenes?
Yes.
Let me think real quick. Nothing's jumping out right now. I'm sure I have one. embarrassing for me or for somebody else?
Both. Just share. I like to laugh.
This is actually tougher than people think. To think of embarrassing story about yourself.
Right. I know. See, it's not as easy as people think. People are like, oh, that's an easy question. No, it isn't.
you try to hide. You try to hide and block out those memories, but I'm trying to think of. I know I had something when I first started acting. I can't remember anything specific. Let me really, really think about this question. Can I come back?
Right. Well, it's all good because that will actually be my excuse to get you back on. Is finding more embarrassing moments because we would love
to
have you back on.
I would do it. That means I need to go out first and have an embarrassing moment. So it'll be fresh in my memory when I come back.
Awesome. See, that's our excuse now. But what do you? Here's another fun question. What are some things that you like to do for fun when you take a little work break and you just like to chill?
Really, I love playing basketball, playing football. Mm-hmm. I box a little. I don't box as in fighting other people. I don't want. Mm-hmm. I don't like getting hit in the face. I'm one of those people who I do it for fun to stay in shape. So
exactly.
None of that. Yeah, I don't want to get hit in the face. Don't really like it. No, it's not as fun as people think.
No.
I love bowling. Bowling is awesome. I mean, In LA, I'm in LA right now, and people out here aren't really into bowling, I guess. Like, they look at me weird. I say, hey, you want to go bowling? They're like, what? I'm bowling. What's that? I'm like, all right, well, I enjoy bowling. And you know, music, I love listening to music, going to the movies. All the normal cliche things. I don't have anything weird I do. Like, I don't go bungee jumping or skydiving and all that because I'm scared.
Oh, goodness,
of heights.
I wouldn't do that. No.
Yeah, I'm terrified of heights. I'm telling you. It's gotten worse every year. I don't know what it is.
Oh,
I need
yeah.
to go to, like, a hypnotist or something because I'm terrified. But
that can work. Not bad.
You know what? If it doesn't work, I'm going to get my money back.
Exactly. See? Exactly. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's better.
I love it. I love it. That's so cool that you do, like, the normal kind of fun stuff. And I'm one that will go bowling, so love bowling.
Oh,
so.
Well, yeah. See, now I need you out here so you can be my bowling partner because everybody
yes.
always thinks I'm crazy.
That sounds awesome. And any excuse so I can go to L.A., I am right there. Trust me.
Well, that's
I've always wanted to go.
Your new excuse now is to come out here so you can witness my embarrassing moment and then we can go bowling.
Sounds good.
That sounds like a plan to me.
It does. That sounds a really good invitation. I like it. I'm going to do it now. and so here's another good question. So what's one of your goals that you're working towards in your acting career? What's next for you?
My goals, it's so – basically, I want to be just respected by my
mm-hmm.
peers and obviously by, you know, by the audience, by people in general. I would love to be a respected actor. So I try to pick and choose the projects as best as I can. Right now, you know, I'm still a no-name actor, very no-name, so I don't have the power to pick and choose any project I want. But, again, like I said, luckily I've been blessed. Again, my agent Theo and other people have helped me just to get very good projects. Every project so far has been really good. So right now I just want to continue with this momentum that I have. You know, I want to continue just to get bigger and better each time. And my goal is to really just – I want to leave a mark
mm-hmm.
when it comes to acting in general. I feel like certain people I named earlier, like the Will Smith, Denzel, you know, the Johnny Depp, they're going to leave a mark, you know, and I want to leave that type of mark as being respected as an actor, but also being very entertaining. You know, they do very entertaining roles and entertaining movies. So, you know, I just want to that's where I'm headed. And there's no, like, I didn't like a cap on. I didn't in a year I want to be in that spot because this business is really random, you know. So it's like
definitely.
I don't want to put a year on that because if it doesn't happen in a year, that doesn't mean I failed because
mm-hmm.
I could be close to that goal if I didn't reach it. But so I kind of just say to myself, like, each day I just try to make forward progress, even if it's a baby step. But each day I try to just do something towards my ultimate goal of just being that actor, being the next big actor, the person that, you know, people are just, like, lining up to see at the movie theater.
Absolutely. Oh, that would be awesome. And you keep doing your thing because I definitely see amazing projects for you in the future. And I want to see you in movies with, like, Will Smith and Denzel Washington because it's coming. I'm telling you.
Me too.
I would love that. Yes.
Thank you.
If anybody has time
you know
to do the petition, I'm right there to sign it because that would be cool.
Please. Yeah, go make the phone call. I know you have their phone numbers. I know you do. You're big time. I know
Let's
you have the numbers. You call them up. You know what? Just bring them on your L.A. trip. Just bring them. And we can all go bowling, and we'll just, you know, buddy up there.
We'll go bowling. That sounds awesome. But, yes, I'm serious about that. You got to definitely do that because that would be super, super awesome. And I have to say thank you so, so much. We are actually running out of time here. But thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting. And you have to come back on the show. You are hilarious.
Well, thank you. I try, but I know I appreciate you having me. Seriously, I really do appreciate it. This is a blessing that you let me come on here and promote myself, my brand. And so I really do appreciate it. I would love to come back. Would love to come back anytime. You know, email me, whatever you got to do, let me know. I'm there, and I want to say hi to my mom because she's going to listen to this. Love her. Thank you for all your support. Yeah, she listens to all my interviews. So love you, Mama. We'll talk to you probably later. And, yeah, that's really thank you so much. Like I said, and then continue to support me and what I do, and I'll definitely support you. Like I said, I love the song, and, yeah, I want to hear more, actually. I want to hear more music.
Well, I will definitely send it to you first because that would be awesome. And we're actually going to get ready to play my song tonight on the show. Like right after we hang up with you, we're going to play the song. So keep listening, okay?
Oh, awesome. Okay, well, hang up on me now then. Hang up. Let's get started.
Oh, heck no. But I have to say, thank you so much once again. And we would love to have you back. And it was an honor getting the chance to talk with you and discussing your amazing adventures, and you're awesome.
No, you are to the Phillies Mutual. Thank you so much.
Oh, anytime. Thank you so much. Keep listening for the song.
I will.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chance Harlan Jr., everyone. Woo! Awesome. Love it. He was awesome. So, yes, that was Chance Harlan Jr., and we will actually be posting links after the show so you can check out all about him and his acting. I got to find his YouTube, all that cool stuff, so you can check him out. So now how about we play my debut single, Teenage Girl, by Josie Pasquantino. And check it out. We're actually getting a request. I love it. Awesome. Hey, let's Teenage Girl. And my dog is actually starting to bark in the background, so that's kind of funny. That's hilarious. All right, so let's play it now, everyone. Here it is, Teenage Girl by Mwah.
I'm gonna make it to live.
I'm getting such great responses. That was Alan, our wonderful guy that has the what are they called? Sound effects. He did the verb sound effects. That's nice. Thank you. I'm so glad everyone loves the song. But now let's get to the list of upcoming guests. Now I can't even talk. Upcoming guests that are coming on the show to get our summer rocking. We have Danielle Rougeau, Sean Hampton, Cassie Jordan, Adrian Bustamante, Brad Howard. Whew. Ooh, this one's cut off. Oh, goodness. Gary Cook. I knew that by memory. because I think I messed up. Bonnie McGill, Scott Carter, Kevin Kramer, Marvin C. Jr. Thiel, Kaz Hunter, Double L, Darren Warner, Kylie Evans, Texas Bobby Dean, Larry C. Johnson, Them Morris Boys, Josh Logan, Preston Somerville, Paul Lopez in the 151 Turnaround, Kelly Lee James, EMJ Taylor, and Red Jenkins. And stay tuned, because soon I will release details because the Josie Show is hitting the road again. That's right, I will do a live show from a concert in Park with Scott Nickel. So stay tuned for all the details for that as well. I might even hop on stage for a few minutes. Yeah, I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome. And also, now it's time. I want to give you all the information about the wonderful contest that we have on Josie's Heart Country on the Southern Star Network. All right, so let me tell you about this contest. You could win 4 tickets to the Independent Artist Award Show in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and luxury accommodations at the Marriott Spartanburg for one night, travel not included. You will get to see the show and meet all of the contestants and Southern Star staff. It will be awesome. All you have to do is call into our Josie's Hard Country line at 847-893-9140. That number again is 847-893-9140. And tell us why you think you should win in 2 minutes or less. And remember to include your name, number, and what state or country you're from. It's pretty simple. And so, yeah, the winner will be picked and announced on Josie's Heart Country Show on July 21st. 4 tickets to the Independent Artist Award Show. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be awesome. You'll get to meet me. I'll get to see you. Yay. So it's awesome. So please do that. So, yes, this was an amazing show. Before we get cut off, I have to say thank you guys so, so much for coming to the show and enjoying and having so much fun with us in the chat room, all that fun stuff. So thank you guys so much, and big thank you again to our wonderful guest today, Chance Harlem Jr. Thank you guys so, so much, and talk to you guys soon. One more song? Okay, I just got the heads up that we're going to play one more song. Okay, let's one more song to bring us out. Good night, everyone.
We've got Please Whiskey by Undead Joe that was sent to us, and we want to go ahead and get that on. So here we go. Thank you, and good night.
Night.
Please, whiskey, don't give up on me. Especially when I need you most of all. Please, whiskey, don't let me fall, fall, fall. Please, whiskey, don't give up on me. Shared the good times, the hard times, the sad times, and times in between. You rocked me to sleep when my mind, it wouldn't rest. Oh, but lately I find you're leaving me a little too sober. Please, whiskey, don't give up on me. Please, whiskey, don't give up on me. Especially when I need you most of all. Please, whiskey, don't let me fall, fall, fall. Please, whiskey, don't give up on me. my heartaches and trouble all the way. But now the perils of life are swirling round my head. I'm begging you, whiskey, don't give up on me. Please, whiskey, don't give up on me. Especially when I need you most of all. Please, whiskey, don't let me fall, fall. Up on me. I'm begging you, whiskey, don't give up on me.